entertained? Are you not entertained?
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives. Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 198.
And it's Tuesday, August 29th, 2017.
Jeffy's here. Jeffy's got a new segment for us. Jeff.
I do.
Do you want to tease it some more?
It will, I think just...
Just that's enough.
That's enough.
Just enough.
I don't want to give away too much because it is that awesome. That's my tease.
If you don't have much, don't give it away.
That is right.
I'm pretty sure that's a proverb.
Well, if it's not, it is now.
I do have some more Dottie jokes for you as well. And for those of you who don't know, Dottie is grandpa jokes. And I guess let's just start. Let's start with your lament, Layton. You said you had a lament.
I do. Wait, do we have any feedback?
Not that I'm aware of.
I don't have any feedback.
Did we have a poll last week?
Nope, we did not have a poll. The poll question is still about Layton's bathroom discussion.
We should have a poll for this week.
We should have a poll for this week.
I do have some stories as well, just some personal experiences.
And just roll this around in your mind before we jump into the meat and potatoes of the show. What about having a poll saying, or did we already have a poll asking people if they would show up to our live podcast?
We have done that in the past.
In casts of podcasts.
And instead of doing a poll, instead of doing a poll question, I'm going to create an event on Facebook.
Oh.
And so you can vote that way.
Much easier, guys.
So if you want something to vote on, if you want to be involved with the French Press Podcast in some way on the web. Instead of doing it on our website at frenchpresspodcast.com, you should go to our Facebook page, French Press Podcast, and you can let us know if you're going to be attending our event or not.
That is correct. We expect to see some of you there.
Maybe five.
We'll be giving away some of our own things like shirts, and there will be shirts there for sale. We'll be giving away
shirts for sale.
Some cool bracelets that say "Your vote counts, but it doesn't matter." Those will be free, given away to everyone.
Given away.
You don't have to win anything.
Did you just say free?
I did.
Wow.
We'll also be giving away a magnetic stand like that we talked about a few episodes
ago
for your phone. That's really handy and cool.
That's cool.
And there will be some great stories
Door prizes, Ruben. There'll be tickets at the door, and if you buy something, you'll get two tickets.
You'll get additional tickets.
You'll have twice the chance.
Twice.
Main
to
Street,
get something
Main
free.
Street Coffee House, where this will be held, will also be giving away some things, some mugs, I believe. So.
And I have also something to contribute to the gifting pool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this. What is it?
It's a mouse pad with one of my pictures on it.
Wow.
Jeff, that's incredible. Do you use the mouse I use when I use a mouse is one that has a trackball?
Oh.
So I don't move it around. Mm. But is it still okay to have a mouse pad if you're actually not moving the mouse around?
Sure.
Yes.
The more comfortable, the merrier.
Also,
is there a chance that I could win this?
There is, I don't know.
I don't think
there is. No, Ruben, there's not. Jeff, I think it's also, have either of you used the mouse pads that have the mound?
The bump on them?
On the
That's
bottom.
That's what I was saying. I have. Trackball.
Those would be ideal for trackball, yes.
Yes, trackball use.
Yeah. This, unfortunately, will not be one of those. But it will feature a pretty nice picture.
Layton, you talking about that, it's kind of like gel.
Yeah.
That made my mind go to Jeff's previous, way past in podcasts past. You reviewed a pillow that had gel in it. The purple pillow.
Yes.
Was it the My Pillow? Or was it not the My
Pillow?
It was
the purple pillow.
The purple pillow.
It was the purple pillow.
Okay.
You've used it now for a few months. Do you like it?
I absolutely love it. I used to actually have back problems, and I am convinced that ever since I bought this pillow, that those problems have gone away. Like, my back used to...
How would you be convinced that they've gone away?
Well...
Whoa, what was that?
Ruben, me doing that, so...
I used to continually have to go to the chiropractor due to back pain, upper back pain, just like my shoulders, my neck always being kind of out and just sore. And I used to go at least once a month, maybe every 4 weeks, you know. But now I haven't had to go near as often since I started using this pillow. Simply because it provides a comfortable level of support that other pillows didn't.
All right. Very good, Jeff. I'll take your word for it. Still not sure if I'm... I do need a new pillow. I'm not sure if I'm going to go that route, though, because it seems a little thin to me.
Oh, it's thick. You can inflate a little bag in it and raise it higher. So it's actually... It gets pretty hefty, and it's heavy. It's 10 pounds, Ruben.
All right.
10 pounds.
Okay. 10 pounds.
Before we move on, I did want to tell you guys that Pepsi and Coke got married.
Pope?
Did I say Pope or did I say Coke?
Coke, but I'm trying to think like what their child would be named.
Well, that's actually their problem. They were trying to have a kid, and they couldn't. And so they went to Dr. Pepper, and after Dr. Pepper examined them, he told them, well, the problem is that you're both pops. You guys give me a courtesy chuckle. Thank you. All right. What's your lament, Layton?
My lament, and it's kind of, we don't normally get into social happenings.
No.
Around America or whatever. We don't usually discuss that. We usually don't have too serious of discussions on this show. Usually it's comedy. But this lament is... It has a twofold purpose. Number one is to bring awareness. And then number two is to bring encouragement. Lots of times when you hear negative happenings like this, it's often used to invoke fear and negativity and make people feel like they're just surrounded by darkness. But that's not, I don't want to do that. But it was such like a, for some reason, it just stuck out in my mind when I heard about this story that I just felt like it would just be good to make our listeners aware of how nice we have it and what we have here in this community in northern Indiana. So, I'm going to be reading this story, or at least parts of it, and the headline is... Actually, I don't want to go to the headline. I just want to get into the story, because I feel like headlines just give everything away.
They do.
Ugh. Thus, it's a headline. But anyways, okay, so... A kindergarten teacher at Rockland Academy Schools, a Sacramento area charter school, recently held a transition ceremony to celebrate what she believed was the transgenderism of a 5-year-old boy in her class who fancies himself a girl, and she did it without obtaining consent from or even notifying parents of the child.
Now, this was in school.
This was in school.
And you said a kindergarten grade?
Yeah. It's a 5-year-old.
Okay.
The 5-year-old boy thinks he's a girl. Okay, so the students who took part in the ceremony were reportedly left shaken and disturbed, according to LifeSite News, who interviewed Jonathan Keller, a representative from California Family Council, a group involved in counseling some of the children and parents involved and advising them of their rights. Keller said... Parents only learned the ceremony from their kids, which began with a lesson on transgenderism that involved two children's books, I Am Jazz and The Red Crayon, that were both about the subject. Apparently, those are two books that are about transgender, whatever. There were several of the little girls that went to their parents and were crying and saying, Mommy or Daddy, am I going to turn into a boy?
Wow.
It's terrible. It's like traumatizing. The school's principal, Jillian Antoon, has not apologized and told parents in a letter sent a week after the lesson that the books were age-appropriate and that the school's non-discrimination policy protects all students, including on the basis of gender, gender identity, and gender expression. It's absolutely terrible. And it just like... Oh, and this is how the ceremony went. After the teacher introduced the five-year-old student to the class as a boy, he then went into the bathroom and emerged dressed as a girl. The teacher then reintroduced her to the children, explaining she was now a girl who now had a girl's name and was to be called that from now on.
And the parents of that kid also did not know this was happening?
Correct. It's absolutely terrible. Absolutely terrible. And it made me think of, like, kind of on the coattails of what Mr. Dave talked about as far as having private schools and us now being able to do that because of the precedent sort of that the Amish set for us. And it's awesome. And it made me, like, yeah, extra thankful that we have private schools that, I mean, if God would ever bless Carrie and I with children, that we could send our children, or if God would ever bless us with children, we would have a school that we could send them to and, like, not be afraid of something as terrible as this happening.
Right.
And I also wanted to say that story. Obviously, that's, like, kind of a worst-case scenario, but... I know that sometimes people nitpick on like, well, you know, private education, is it really as good as like a public education? I mean, they have much, much better like labs and they have much better curriculum sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, the quality of education is sometimes questioned if it's a private school. And
especially our private church schools.
Correct.
Yeah. When you talk about normally a private school is well funded.
Oh, yeah, because like a charter school or something like that. Yes. This was at a charter school, by the way. This whole transgender happening thing. Obviously not a Christian. It wasn't a Christian school, but it was a charter school nonetheless. and also like homeschoolers. People will question like the quality of a homeschool education, but I say all that just to say, parents, be grateful. Number one, be grateful for the private schools that you can send your kids to, number one. And then number two, thank you for being a good parent and being involved and knowing like what your kids are being taught. Just thank you.
Ugh. Yeah.
My goodness.
And it is important, too, for a parent to be involved in their kids in knowing what's going on at school. Like, obviously... Yes. These parents, well, it doesn't say anything about the reaction of the parents.
That they were outraged, and they couldn't. So they couldn't take them to court. Nothing.
They didn't even know that this was going on in their own child's life. You know that this was a thing that was going on. Obviously,
correct.
You're talking specifically about the transgendered boy.
Yeah,
and you're talking, Leighton, about the parents of the other kids. Is there anything in that story about the parents of the kid that was in the ceremony?
It doesn't. It just says it only addresses the other parents, parents of the other children that witnessed the entire ceremony.
Wow, that is pretty crazy.
This just makes me think of, remember when Eric was on here and he perceived the jacket that I was wearing as a lesbian trucker jacket. And this makes me grateful that what if he would have been that teacher and I would have been that child?
He would have made you go into the bathroom. And then
ironically enough, that's where the story that we were about the jacket where it came up happened. That was the story when I walked in on someone going to the bathroom.
Oh my goodness.
This is all, it is kind of frightening to think about.
Yeah.
But like you said, we should be grateful. I also have a story where I faced my greatest fear.
Ooh.
This just happened a few weeks ago.
Fear-facing Batman.
Yeah. Where I go to church at Sandy Ridge, same place as Jeff, we're starting another church in Elkhart, in a city, and we have church up there twice a month. And it's small. There's only a few families and people that go there. Because it's a small church, the people that go there are asked to do things that is not in their comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm most comfortable in the back corner running the sound mm-hmm. system. That's where I feel at home and at ease. However, I was asked to lead songs the one Sunday morning.
Oh my.
And the only way, I mean, it was terrifying. And yes. I put the practice in, picked songs that I knew, thought I knew. And I felt the problem with leading songs in front of a group is that it's like my vocal cords aren't able to project a different tone.
Okay.
Kind of, I would describe it as maybe a basketball player who can't bend any of his limbs. So his arms are straight out and his knees are locked and they're trying to play basketball.
So you're saying you're like pitch locked.
Pitch locked, exactly, Jeff. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Pitch locked.
That's what it felt like.
Okay.
And it's terrifying. Thankfully, our group is small and the rest of them are pretty decent singers. So basically, I just had to get the first word out. Like, and then they carried the rest of the song.
Most of you who are listeners are familiar with the Mennonite style of hymn singing, where the song leader will lead out, usually singing alone for the first syllable or even entire word.
Oh, usually the first.
Before they jump
yes,
in.
Yes, yes.
But for those of you who don't, who have not heard this, just in case you haven't, That's how it goes. You're singing, as a song leader, you're singing a solo for at least the first 2 to 3 seconds of the song.
Yep.
And then everybody chimes in.
Jeff, you've led songs quite a few times, right?
I have.
So
Jeff's gone to school to lead songs.
Wow. Song lead schooling. I'm sure you didn't learn about any transgenderism there.
I didn't. I did learn about making sure that your pants were zipped up. Somebody brought that up
that's
in class once.
Close to the same thing. Anyways, what is like your go-to thing? Like, what are you get out your pitch pipe, you blow do,
mm-hmm.
correct? And then what are the next pitches that you hum off of that?
So you always blow do.
Uh-huh.
And then you hum first the last note of the song, and then the first note of the song.
Oh.
Why do you do the last note?
That is the correct. Usually last is on do.
Usually the last note is on do?
Yes, usually. However,
which would give you your,
like, let's say the song starts on so and ends on do, then you go, na na, you know, just like that. And that gives people a feel of the pitch of the song, okay? And you never vocalize the do re mi's.
Mm.
You just hum it. I know somebody that does that. It's super annoying. Anyways.
Do re mi.
But in the case of a song in a minor key, then the last note would be la. Or is often la. Or maybe the starting note is la. So
getting wait, that wait, last are you saying note. So or so?
Exactly.
Are you using the so as in like a conjunction or
as
so?
As in a conjunction.
Oh, okay. All right.
In this case, it helps if you do the last and the first note, it helps get the people in the mindset of the actual
this
key
is
of
the
that
key.
Song.
This is the entire key. This is the range.
Yeah. That and those are the only notes that you need to vocalize for people to understand the pitch.
What if the first note and the last note are both do as well?
Then you just hum do and then
do a deer.
Now what about on usually I sing bass, and so mm-hmm. I on bass though, doesn't it end on the same note as it starts?
Not always, but quite often it would.
Okay.
Bass is definitely more bland.
Yeah,
and you just singing
that's
what
I'm better at
chord.
Except
mm-hmm.
even
so there's this guy John D. Martin. Mm. He's actually the one who compiled the Purple Songbooks we use at church.
Wow.
Very, very talented musically, very knowledgeable, knows everything. But every time that I hear him lead songs, it just super annoys me because he's always like, "Doso," like super loud. And yeah.
Jeff, how dare you nitpick such a small thing? He compiled an entire book of hymns.
He did.
How
he
many actually, hymns have you compiled, there, Jeff?
There's over 1,000 hymns in that book, and he knows every one of them. So he is
Doso.
It just kind of grinds on me.
It's like if Batman would try to lead songs.
Doso.
Doso.
That's pretty much not that low, but that's how I felt leading songs.
Ruben,
if Batman could do falsetto, that's how it would be.
As someone with song leading experience, I would suggest that you sing the first few words of each song to yourself
in my head
in the morning.
Oh, I did that, Jeff.
At home.
This was after doing all of that. Mm. Yeah.
And nervousness will go away over time once you're more familiar with it.
It's kind of catch-22 because in one sense, I hope the nervousness does go away. But mm-hmm. in the other sense, I don't want the other people to feel more comfortable with me leading songs. Henceforth,
you asking
me to do it more often.
Yeah, yeah. I see what you're saying.
That's odd, Ruben, because we just had reorganization like 2 Wednesdays ago.
We did 2.
And I am now the assistant superintendent.
Oh, ooh. What does that even mean? I feel like it's a great title, but I'm not even sure what you would do.
It's really important. It actually is. They're in charge of ordering books whenever it is time for the next quarter for all the Sunday school classes.
Sunday school superintendent or yes. just superintendent?
It's that, but then also tallying up the offering, mm-hmm. Figuring out which monies goes to which fund, also having devotions after the very first, like, after the chorister does like 2 songs.
The superintendent is the set guy that does that.
Yes. Mm. And then so, also the bell ringing to remind people that it is now 5 or 10 minutes away mm-hmm. from class being finished.
Back in the days when we had the little devotional and then Sunday school and then the service, mm-hmm. I believe our guys were on a rotation for bringing the morning devotional.
Oh, that's cool.
So as the assistant, how often do you have to give the devotional?
I don't know, but my first one is this next Sunday.
Not bad.
Yeah, I thought about doing the whole after a man is married, he shall not do anything for one full year. And we have had members that have played that card.
No.
And was that card not in your hand?
It was in my hand, but I neglected it. I didn't overlook it. I was at the reorganization service, and when my name was nominated to, like, Leighton Yoda could be the next assistant superintendent.
All in favor, say aye.
I thought about, I make a motion that I play the not do anything for a year card, and then my wife would have seconded it. But alas, she's not a member. I thought, you know what? Superintendent, it's not too bad. It's not as intense as like food committee or something like that. Food committee to me is
food committee,
like,
sounds like one of the worst duties.
That'd be pretty demanding.
One of the most difficult. It's nothing is the worst, Ruben.
There nothing has to be the worst.
Is a problem. It's all about which opportunities you have to serve.
Enjoy serving this Sunday and for the next few years as superintendent.
Why the next few years?
I'm assuming you're on for 2 years. 1 year as the assistant.
Yeah,
one year.
Few has a connotation of 3. 3 years.
Yeah,
few is 3.
Few is 3.
It's a year, a couple of years, a few years.
Okay, what is a couple then?
2.
Okay, I agree with you there. So what about several?
At least 5.
No.
I would say no. Several is 3 to 4.
I would say several is more than few.
So it has
to
be.
So it has to be.
But couple is at least.
It has to at least be 4.
Couple is 2. It's always 2.
Yeah.
So couple, few, 3, and then several, 4. I guess.
Four to five.
Many is anything 10 plus.
I'd say 8 plus.
I'd say 7 plus. Again, it depends what you're doing. I mean, if it's something that you love, 7's not that many. But if it's something you...
I feel like several should include 7 because
we have been podcasting for many years, Ruben.
7 roll.
We have been podcasting for more than a couple years.
Several years.
All right.
Many years.
Are you finished with your lament?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, we have. You're right. The lament was several minutes ago.
Several. All technicalities, right, Batman.
Yeah. Jeff, why don't you?
Why don't you get started with this new segment?
Yeah, this new segment that I have teased. Dun da da da. Welcome to Jeff's Jingles, the part of the podcast where I play a song for you listeners and you walk away thinking to yourself, what did I just listen to?
And by the way, Jeff's Jingles...
That's what people think to themselves every time they listen to this podcast, Jeff.
Okay, take that thought times about 30 for this first segment. Now, they're not always going to be this good. But I
don't play it down, Jeff. Don't play it down. You never know what you'll find tomorrow.
I found a very, very juicy, weird song.
So you're talking, okay.
And I think it's going to be really hard to beat in the future. But I wanted to go in with a bang.
So this whole thing is just is a question for the listener and for Lane and I too, as we have not heard this. What are we listening to? Are we supposed to guess what we're listening to?
No, it's just, hey, check out this weird song that I found. So weird, isn't it?
You're wanting to... This segment is to allow our listeners to soak in bewilderment.
Yes.
And by the way, I think the name is great, Jeff's Jingles.
Jeff's Jingles.
And so let's give it a go.
All right. So this song I found is Korean. And
it's like propaganda nuke.
That's all I have to say. This is considered music. Hang on. Let me put my phone on Do Not Disturb before...
Yeah, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff.
My cousin is posting photos on Facebook.
Oh, I hate it when he does
that.
Here
we go, guys. Layden is pulling off his headphones. Is that the end?
That is it. I have a few questions for you. Number one, how did you find that?
That was the worst.
Where do you listen to it that you stumbled across that?
Okay.
What corners of the internet are you on where you stumble across
this? This was revealed.
Fan site.
This was revealed in a Google search for weird songs.
To me, it sounds almost like a combination of Bohemian Rhapsody done a cappella and clearly done in Korean or Chinese or something.
I feel like there's some kind of modern composer that is just salivating over this. Like, he just thinks like, oh, the complexity and the randomness of this is just amazing. It's like a Trump version of a composer.
All I have to say is this is
so good.
This is Korean or Japanese or something, and it is just weird. I would barely call it music except for the fact that they do seem to be consistently hitting notes. It is in a rhythm, and there is harmony, although it is very discordant harmony, but it's like intentional, like intentionally placed notes. It's not just random.
It's intentional discombobulation.
Yes. It would be very difficult to sing.
We should also clarify that because this is a Korean, we don't know what they're saying.
We have
so hopefully none of our listeners are understand Korean because it could be very vulgar.
I'm afraid that we might have just brainwashed all of our listeners into thinking like
that they should click that Amazon link.
No, that's what we're trying to let's play that song again. If that's what they're saying.
This is the, by the Adachi Tomami Royal Chorus.
The Royal Chorus.
So it seems like a fairly like legit organization. But yeah.
I was impressed with how fast they could form their syllables.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that this is some kind of a Christian song? Because this is just me being ignorant, but I just almost assumed that there is no non-English song sung a cappella that is not that doesn't have its roots in Christianity.
Really?
No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. This is, I would put this along the lines of purely Oriental music.
Probably like folk.
Folk music, yeah.
It's probably
something.
Has some sort of.
It's definitely roots. An experimental kind of music. It's not just. I don't think it's even a classical or has roots deep back in time. I think it's just a new age experimental style. Yeah.
All right, Jeff's random. Jingles. And I guess, Jeff, you had told listeners last week that they could submit weird songs for this segment.
You can. So, if you think you can top mine.
All right.
No.
They're just going to start submitting South Korean songs.
If you submit a song to me, now it doesn't have to be this far off the wall, but basically what I'm looking for is just a what in the world is that kind of song. It has to be clean. It has to be, you know, podcast and family friendly. But if you send a submission, I will definitely review it and make an effort to include it in the podcast. So,
and you can do that by emailing mail at frenchpresspodcast.com. Unless you want them to email you directly, do you want to give that out?
No, that's fine.
Or you could send a message on Facebook as well with a link to the song.
And this won't be a weekly segment, but I'm hoping to at least once or twice a month have something for you guys.
All right.
Oh, goody.
I don't want to annoy you too bad.
And I feel like we should plug one more time. We should plug the live podcast that's coming up.
Yes.
September 12th, right?
That's right.
September 12th, 7:30.
8 p.m.
It's at 8 p.m.?
It's at 8? Okay.
It's at 8.
It's at 8. 8 o'clock at the coffee shop.
Main Street Coffee House, right on the corner of 6 and 19 in Napanee. Right at the corner.
There you will find be merch parking
in the library, or along the street, or if it's all full, the Napanee Depot always has parking spaces.
You should always be able to find parking on the street that late in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have anything else. Layton, do you have anything more?
I'm contented out.
Jeff?
No.
All right. At some point, I do have a BMV story.
You'll have to say that for next week's
review. Yeah, I just don't want to get into it.
We don't have time.
Don't want to get into it right now.
Ugh.
It would be nice to know, as always, if there is feedback. You know, you can send a message, mail it, or you can send it on Facebook or the email I'd given out earlier, mail at frenchpresspodcast.com. And we don't have a poll question for you today, but...
Actually, we could ask for some feedback as far as Jeff Jingles, like...
I feel like we should give it one more go before we let them vote on it. Not that it matters, of course.
Of course not.
But I think we get more clear feedback after a few more times.
Right.
They'll be English, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Like maybe the lyrics are just so off.
And I definitely won't be choosing the same style all in a row. Like, I'm not gonna play another song from these people's album.
You're just going down that entire album.
Too monotonous.
That whole list. I wouldn't be able to handle it.
Ugh. All right. Thank you guys for listening. And until that's another podcast. What's our word of the week, Layton?
Go Irish.
What is our word of the week?
Oh, word of the week. I'm sorry. I was finishing what you wanted to say.
Yeah.
Word of the week. Transgenders.